50 years ago, what was the safest way for Prentice to hide $80 million?
A Swiss bank account.
Uh-huh. And so all you need to do is find that account number. No luck there?
It has to be written down somewhere. Martha files everything, and it isn't here. I don't know. Here, I thought it might be a code, because he kept saying Eve's apple would be restored to the tree. That was a thing. As if Eve's apple is the fortune. But a Swiss account, we're looking for 19 numbers, so it doesn't work. Vera, did he ever tell you anything?
Even if he did, I would go to my grave before giving it to you.
Yeah. You'd have done anything to keep the prodigal son from getting the fortune. It burns you up. You bitter hag.
That money is one psalm in the Bible of my bitterness, you fucking child. You should come and get your shit. It'll be out on the street.
You. You're a detective. I'll pay you. I don't care. This is very important. My inheritance and future political career depends on it. Can you think of anything related to Eve's apple that might contain that number?
But if you think of anything, you'll call me.
Oh, yeah. You bet.
All right.
We should look everywhere. There might be a sewn in the lining or etched in the metal.
File this.
File that. Doesn't make sense.
I know. An $80 million fortune. But if Eve's apple is the fortune and it's not a pile of cash in a Swiss account somewhere, what is it?
What?
We must have misprinted the date on this. It says the crypt opening thing was ordered last Wednesday. That can't be right. Who would pre-order burial equipment for a man who isn't dead?
Someone who knew with great certainty when that day and hour would come. Give me that. Oh, that's computer printed. That's not a misprint. That's it. Whoever called in that order, that's the key.
Okay, yeah, yeah.